Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and actress, author, and singer Allie Stroker. You've seen her in Glee. I mean, she's been in everything. BoJack Horseman, which is hilarious. Lethal Weapon, Only Murders in the Building, Ozark, Blue Bloods. I mean, she has done it just about everything. She was also the first actor who uses a wheelchair to appear on a Broadway stage, which is amazing. And she's here to talk about her second book, Cut Loose, which is coming out October 24th. It's a sequel to her best-selling book, The Chance to Fly, which was released in 2021. Allie Stroker joins us here in the National Defense. Allie, how you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm wonderful.
You know, this is so special for our audience, too, because our audience is mainly active-duty military veterans and their families. And, you know, you are just the prime example of somebody who has just risen above anything life has thrown at you. And that's such an important message, especially for our military who, you know, transition back.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And, you know, my respect and I'm in awe of, you know, our military and what they are doing and what they've done for our country. And so I'm very grateful to be here and talking to all of you.
Thank you so much. Well, and, you know, your books kind of proclaim that, too. Talk about this new one. Now, this is The Chance to Fly, which came out in 2021. This is the sequel to that called Cut Loose, right?
Exactly. So I write middle grade books for kids in middle school. And the reason I wanted to do this was because I really struggled in middle school to find my place. And so this sequel is called Cut Loose. It's out today. And we follow our main character, Nat, who uses a wheelchair for mobility. And she's obsessed with musical theater. And she is new at her middle school. And she auditions for Footloose, the musical that they're doing. And she is super nervous because it's got a lot of dance. And she gets the lead. And the show ends up getting chosen and nominated and given the opportunity to perform on a Broadway stage at the Middle School Musical Theater Awards, the Timmys. And so she gets the chance to perform on a Broadway stage. And of course, a million things go wrong. And Nat, you know, finds a way to make it through. And I won't give away the ending, but, you know, a lot of the themes are about, you know, finding your place in social situations, in, you know, in this book specifically, theater and translating and adapting.
Especially musical theater, the world of musical theater. Our daughter was in musical theater in middle school and in high school. And Allie, as you know, there's a lot of drama in musical theater.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of drama. And also, there's so much drama in middle school.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But you throw in musical theater and everybody is divided into their little groups and cliques and all this kind of stuff. And so that's why I love the idea for this book, because if it helps any of those kids that are struggling to kind of find their way, that's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And did you now were you in musical theater in middle school?
I was. I started doing musical theater when I was 7 years old.
And, oh, wow.
I did it, you know, all the way through. And then I decided to make it my career.
Yeah. And was there ever a point between middle school or high school or after that that you thought, this is not going to work?
You know, I remember being really discouraged in certain situations, but I always knew it was the thing that brought me the most joy in my life.
Sure.
And I just had to do it. Like, it also was an outlet for me. You know, it was a way to express myself. Being in a wheelchair, you know, I could really feel a lot of my physical limitations. But when I had the opportunity to sing, you know, I felt limitless with my voice, you know, and so this arena was just super important to me, and I knew I just needed to do theater.
We're talking to Allie Stroker here in the National Defense. Her new book, Cut Loose, is the sequel to The Chance to Fly. And now, talk about The Chance to Fly. Wow. I mean, you swim and you also surf, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've always been obsessed with the water. And so when I was living in LA, I had the chance to do this adaptive surf program called Life Rolls On.
I love that.
And it was so fun. You know, they take you out in the ocean. And I grew up going to the Jersey Shore, so I was definitely familiar with the ocean. And, you know, swimming, surfing, just such exciting and liberating activities.
Yeah, and you also studied, this was interesting, at the New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, which is a renowned school. When you got out of high school, did you have kind of your pick of places to go, or was that a struggle for you?
Well, I visited a bunch of theater schools, but when I visited NYU, I just immediately felt at home. And I think part of it was that in New York, like, I was definitely not the most interesting thing coming down the street. And I was so used to being stared at in so many different environments.
Sure.
In New York, it was like being different was the thing. And I loved that.
Right, right.
So included and alive.
Yeah. And I remember when our daughter graduated from high school, we visited a lot of theater schools, including AMDA in New York.
Of course. Of course.
And, you know, that was a tough, she ended up going to Columbia in Chicago. And even though, I mean, she's still doing music, which she's doing kids music, which is kind of ironic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she loves it. But what a great, oh, I don't know, kind of umbrella for a lot of kids that are going to getting into musical theater, because that is just it's a whole community to itself that supports each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I had such an amazing time in college because I really felt like I found a group of people who were just so supportive of what I was trying to do. And, you know, at the time I was really trying to pave my own road because I didn't really know anybody in a wheelchair in musical theater. So having my peers and being in New York was such an important time in my life.
How many, I mean, I can't imagine the emails and the communication you get from, people in your situation that are just like, thank you so much for paving the way for us.
I mean, it's one of the best parts about social media is that we get to hear from people who read the book and are like, I was so afraid of auditioning or trying out for this. And I read the book and I'm going to do it now. And I think also for the disabled community, I mean, so much of my why I'm writing these books and why I want to do, you know, shows on stage and things on screen is because I just didn't have that representation. And it's so important.
Okay. So
it's so important to see yourself.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Oh my gosh. I love this question. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened. Well, it was embarrassing and exciting. I was in the middle of Farmer and the Cowman in Oklahoma, on Broadway. And one of the dance moves was that one of the guys who I was dancing with sort of like pulls me right across the stage.
Right.
And one night we were moving so fast that I flew out of my wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Onto the stage. And of course, like nothing happened. He and the other guy that I was like working very closely in the show came over and they picked me up. They put me back in my chair and we kept dancing, but it was so scary. And like, I think my adrenaline was just like pumping through
right.
my body. I was so
right.
afraid. And I was a little bit embarrassed too, because I was like, it would be equivalent to somebody tripping,
right?
Like tripping right. on stage, and you feel it. There's just like a million people watching you. So it was just so scary and embarrassing. And then I got off stage and the stage manager was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. But it was terrifying in the moment.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is so good. We're talking to Allie Stroker here on the National Defense, the new book, Cut Loose, which is out today. Allie, you are such an inspiration. Thank you so much for the time and continued great success.
Well, thank you so much for having me and have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.